Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we are going to speak with an actress, a publicist, and a reporter, but not particularly in that order. Her name is Jessica Ross. She's very good doing live shows where she's on the red carpet and she's interviewing celebrities and stars, and she's also a public speaker, and she has something to do with casting, publicity, and luxury real estate. So why don't we just give Jessica a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go. Hey, Jessica, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. It sounds like you're all the way in Florida for some reason.
How did you guess?
I'm kidding. I saw your Facebook post.
I didn't even think about that. That's hilarious. I'm like, how did you guess? Are you in Los Angeles right now? Or?
Yes, I am.
No, that's hilarious. I just left LA yesterday. Of course, as I got to Florida last night, it started raining. Just my luck. And that always happens whenever I fly to the East Coast. There's a rainstorm within the first few days that I get there.
So are you there on personal or are you there on business working?
It's just a combination of both. I'm helping a friend for her beauty pageant. So it's great to be out here because I'm staying by the beach and, you know, beautiful. I've lived out here before. I'm in Miami right now.
Nice. Sounds like a tax write-off.
You know, it could be. I could be having to wear a mask on a plane. I definitely deserve a write-off for that.
So it's kind of cool. When you were a child, you would actually go to the live productions of television shows and then you would actually get to speak to the stars after the shows.
When I was a very small child, we didn't have social media yet. So I think so now, like the past 10 years, everyone has become more accessible because Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and everything. So I think things have started to change drastically.
Well, that's a good point. And then so when you're 8 years old, you do a little bit of acting, but then you don't even start doing it till your first year of college. How come the long wait?
I have to say, I think as a child, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to be growing up. I was more focused on just being a kid. And people, you know, you mature at different ages. And there's some people who are 10 years old and they're ready to work 40 hours a week on set. And then there's other people at 10 years old, that's not the right thing for them yet. I think that's kind of like the best way to put it. I think, you know, not everyone is ready to be a child star, because what people don't understand is that being an actor is a real job. It's not just the red carpet and not just photo shoots. It's auditions, 8, 10, 15, 20 hour days. And then if you're a child, you're also going to school. You're also, in addition to that, you're working. People are 2, 3, 4 times your age. A lot of children, it's really difficult. Probably one of the reasons why is that just not every child is ready to essentially work a full-time job.
That's so true, because I interview so many like 8-year-olds and 13-year-olds, and some of them, you can tell it's their parents pushing them. And other, they're just like ready to go and they want to do it. And then other ones, they can't even complete a sentence.
Yeah. And of course, you know, like you meet some children and they're 10 years old and they're like little adults. And then other children, they're 10 years old and they can't sit still.
That's true. Because I love it when I sit there and I jail with the 10-year-old. I'm like, are you sure you're 10? Because I'm having the best conversation ever. You're 8 years old. You're amazing.
I know. It's so impressive. As from going to all these red carpets, I've met so many child stars. And I'm thinking, gosh, I wish I was like that when I was younger. They're so motivated and so mature. And they're able to speak to 30, 40, 50-year-olds like it's nothing. And so to really some kids, I'm like, wow, they're literally like mini adults. I'm like, I can't believe you're 4 feet tall.
So I guess you didn't know when you were in college taking that psychology course, it would come so helpful in acting later on.
I actually took several psychology courses in college. It's been helpful for life and acting and everything, because when you're working on different characters, going to auditions, you're meeting so many different personalities and, of course, portraying so many different personalities. And when you understand people and you understand how people work and why people act the way they do, it's really helpful when you're portraying different characters.
That's kind of cool. On High School Musical, when you double for Ashley Tisdale, was it just a double or did you actually have to do dance moves?
I didn't have to do any dance moves, thank God. Or else they wouldn't have picked me for a double if that was the case. It was such a fun experience. I was able to be on a Disney set, which was incredible in itself. I mean, just to see such an elaborate, a beautiful, amazing set. I mean, it was like something like no other.
Wow.
And then I got to hang out with Ashley Tisdale. I got to meet her mom. I even better was got to meet Zac Efron.
Mr. Perfect.
I didn't have any scenes with him, but I did get to meet him.
So you met Ashley back then you started doing a bunch of red carpet. Did you ever come to where you actually had to interview her?
I haven't interviewed her, but I have interviewed a few other people that I've worked on in films, and it's really fun. I mean, I think with the red carpet, it's almost like being in college all over again, like running into old friends that you haven't seen. That's what's great. Like so many times I'm like, wow, I worked with you 10 years ago. I worked with you 5 years ago.
But that's live though. That's not edited. How do you do that live? Because this show is edited. Everyone goes, thank you for editing the show. I'm like, I'm editing for me because I'm horrible. I come out great afterwards.
And let me tell you, it is a blessing when things are edited. And from working from reality TV to scripted films, and I love when things are edited.
Me too. Because looking at all your stuff, it seems like it always comes down to like one theme with you. It's like produce your own content and market yourself.
That's definitely, I think, a huge part of it nowadays because social media, and I mean, even my own agent tell me you need to build your followers, you need to post more on social media. And so, I mean, when your own acting agents are telling you that you have to market yourself and have social media, have a lot of followers, that just goes to show you how important it is. And I mean, like when I first started in acting and I had my first agent, I'm kidding. I'm telling you, like social media was barely on the radar. Like they didn't even really care so much about it. But then the past 2 years, it's like, okay, you must have this many followers on Instagram. You must have a Facebook, must post several times a week. So nowadays you really have to market yourself or hire a social media agency to do that for you.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'll get going. I'm like, oh, I'm doing great. I'm like, you mean I have to keep doing this again?
I'm telling you, I will post on Instagram. It will take me an hour to post one picture, trying to think of the caption and then editing my caption and then trying to think of hashtags.
So on iTalk, where you're doing, basically they say it's like TED Talk, but a big party. So I noticed you were like the host outside, but weren't you also a keynote speaker as well?
Yeah, in Philadelphia, I was a keynote speaker. I did a 9-minute speech in front of an audience of several hundred people. Yeah, it was so much fun connecting to people. It was my first time speaking in front of an audience in Philadelphia. So whenever you go to a new city, I think there's just like a different energy.
Yeah.
That's what made it really fun. And of course, just my luck, after my speech, there was a rainstorm. So I brought my luck with me to the East Coast.
Everywhere you go, it rains. So I noticed when you have a movie and a script and you start breaking it down, it looks like you do a lot of extensive work with characters and you're stuck with the character, but the character stuck with you and you do all that research. But I noticed you took Brian Reese's cold reading class. I drive down Franklin Boulevard and I see all those actors out there. What do you do when they just give you something cold and they go, okay, 10 minutes, get back in here and give me a performance? How do you prepare for that?
When you've done so much preparation for other roles, you just use that preparation and apply that to when you have something last minute. And so that's what I do. I just kind of look back. If I have a role, it happens so many times with auditions as well. Say, oh, you have an audition for this commercial and they give you the script right then and there. And so what I do, I think of a character or role that was similar and I just apply the same tactic that I use for a similar role. And then of course, I'm a really fast reader, which helps. And if let's say there's 20 minutes, I use every minute of those 20 minutes to memorize the script and just to work on it, like just completely focus on everything.
I noticed you took an acting film by Michael Caine. Was it the video that you watched?
No, I read the book. So yeah, so it was like one of the first books I read about acting. I think it was definitely one of the best books written.
I got the video back when Samuel French was still open.
I remember that tour. So many memories from when I first started acting.
He gives a bunch of little tips that make such a difference. Like if the camera say to your right, look at the camera with your left eye so you favor the rest of the face, or little things like this on the big wide shot. Yeah, you can be crazy. And then it gets a little closer, a little less crazy. And then the close-up, you're saying the lines, and the extreme close-up, do nothing. Like, wow, he makes a lot of sense.
I think that book was so practical and so timeless. I think it really put like most of the other acting books to shame, because a lot of the other acting books I feel like are just like a lot of puffery and like less advice. His book, everything was so interesting and useful. And it's like, if you follow everything that all his tips and advice, you'll do great at whatever role that you get.
So Malibu Crush, what is that? Tell us about that movie.
It's a comedy filming in Australia and Los Angeles. And it started filming and I'm supposed to shoot my scenes as soon as things reopen. You know, we've been waiting for that forever. So I'm looking forward to it, although I'm a little bit nervous because it's taking forever for the borders to reopen. I play a character named Bridget Van Ryan and she's one of the leading roles. It takes place in both Malibu and Australia. I'm really excited to be able to shoot the film once things reopen. The question is, of course, right now with the coronavirus, things haven't been reopened. When we first talked about filming, we thought things would have been reopened by now. I have to be able to get to Australia. They have to be able to get to the United States. And we never anticipated that the coronavirus would last this long. When everything shut down in March and we started doing press for the film, we thought, like I said, by August, September, things would be back to normal completely. And I just traveled for the first time now post-COVID and things are not back to normal at all.
That's true, because I'm talking to people from Russia and like Indonesia and stuff like that. They're all locked up. But I was on the set of Bob Love's Abolition, that guy from Mike and Molly. He has a TV show. So I took an extra gig so I can interview some actors on set, which you can't do because they have masks on. But they actually paid us $100 to get a COVID test. And then they gave us another test when we got there. And everybody's on set wearing masks and they go, action. And everyone takes the mask off and does the scene. And they put it back on right afterwards. and there were like hundreds of people around. I also noticed that when you do a lot of your roles, you bring some of your own clothes to the set, like your shoes and stuff, maybe something the character would wear. Have you actually had to dig in and wear those clothes that you brought?
I have several times because I'm pretty petite. So a lot of times the stuff that they choose for me is too big. And when you're on set, like they don't always have time to shorten something, or even if they do, it's still like not short enough. So I've learned to bring my own clothes a lot of times because, like I said, the last thing you want to do is be on camera and your clothes not fit right.
Mm-hmm. Are you vegan?
I am vegan, yes.
Okay, I was wondering because I said your favorite food was vegan blueberry pie.
Yes, that's one of my favorite foods.
I was going, what does that taste like? I'm going to get some now, because every time my vegan friends come, we always have to go eat vegan stuff. I'm like, oh my God. But then I go and it's all good. I love it.
Well, if you ever need any recommendations, I can help you. I'm always that person that shows my friends really delicious vegan food. And they're like, wow, I didn't know this was vegan. I'm like, I told you, it's not so bad.
I don't know if you can talk about it. Do you have a new TV show coming out or something in the works?
Yes. Well, I could talk a little bit about it. Yes. So I have a new TV show coming out. We're shooting tentatively in January. It's about red carpet. I'm going to be the host interviewing people on various red carpet events, press junkets, going to set, all kinds of things like that. We were supposed to start shooting much earlier, but we're thinking that at the very least that they'll start being red carpet events, other things like that, starting January 2021. So that's our tentative start date for shooting. I'm really excited. I love hosting and interviewing people. It's going to be airing all over Apple TV and all over different internet platforms. And I think that's really popular right now. Everybody is watching stuff online. I think people now, they literally won't get cable anymore. Pretty soon it's going to be all like Netflix, Apple TV, all that stuff.
I surgically disconnected because there's just so much garbage on there. I went and bought a $100 antenna, put it on the roof, ran it through my TiVo box, and you get all the local stations and you can tape them, and it has Netflix and Amazon and all that on there. And it's like $7 a month. Hey, tell me a little bit about Fashion Dolls. Were you one of the Fashion Dolls?
Yes, I was one of the stars of the show. That was a reality show with a cast of 6 girls. And it was about us planning different events throughout Los Angeles, the good, the bad, and the ugly that goes on with planning events. And fun. I mean, when you're in a cast of 6 girls, it's kind of like being in a sorority. So you guys are like sisters. Some days you're friends and some days want to kill each other. And then you guys make up again. Especially because when you're on set all day, you guys are eating dinner together, getting your makeup done. So you really get to know each other really well.
That's probably why you have like almost 40,000 Instagram followers. Maybe the popularity of that show?
I think it's because I've had that profile for over 5 years already. I think that's the key. Whenever I host, I use a lot of hashtags. I don't know. I see people that have like 1 million followers. I'm like, oh, I have 40,000 followers. To me, it's like not that much.
That's funny. Come on. A lot of people that have 10 or 12, they're like, hey, they're like happy. So.
Okay, when I have like 100,000 followers, then I'll be happy.
Maybe Malibu Crush and the new TV show will do that for you.
Who knows? Or at this point, there'll be like another social media app that is more popular. So we'll have to start over on something new.
Stars at Home, that's another television series. So is that the one we were talking about?
Yes, yeah,
so
that's something I'm working on as well. A show on Zoom, well, we're filming on Zoom, where different people show off their home and their closets, like what's in their closet and their clothes and everything like that. So we're definitely getting ready. I'm just trying to figure out dates and put that all together. I've been really busy during COVID, but I can't wait till things get back to normal. Instead of like 1 or 2 auditions a week, there's 5 or 6 auditions every week and events and shooting, because things are still like mostly shut down.
So what did you have to do with luxury real estate? Because I'm a real estate broker, so I'm kind of interested.
It was really interesting. I got to luxury real estate from doing PR and social media. I did a bunch of different things, from doing press releases, updating and creating social media profiles. But the most exciting thing was I worked in a Kardashian TV home. I was able to get them on Inside Edition. I was actually in the segment, although they edited our segment to 1 minute instead of like 3 or 4 minutes. So they didn't have, my scene was not in the segment. I did shoot it. It was so much fun planning stuff like that, because when I do these open houses, sometimes I'll have a live band playing music, or I'll have a coffee cart, or I'll do like a wine and cheese tasting. And I'll think of something like really creative to get media and to get buyers interested in showing up. And so that's what makes it really fun with luxury real estate, is that you can actually plan mini events for these open houses.
That's really cool. Yeah, because in the last 30 years, I've probably been in 18,000 homes here in LA. I've seen everything. You mentioned something called Teleprompter Premium. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite apps for memorizing my lines and for reading lines. And so what it does, it allows you to copy and paste or type in your script and then plays your lines the same way a real teleprompter does. And you could time it on different speeds. Essentially makes your phone into a teleprompter, which is why I love it so much. Especially nowadays with so much self-taping and auditioning from home, you can use the teleprompter app on your phone and then self-tape on your computer.
So new actors coming in today, besides taking an acting class, getting headshots and doing student films, what advice would you have for an up-and-coming actor today?
Be prepared for it to take several years and to have a long-term plan. I think that's really important, is that a lot of new actors think that you'll make it in a year or two, but it takes much longer. To also enjoy yourself, I guess know who you are, because it's so important that you go for roles and do things that you really love. Because I think when you're doing something, you're just doing it because you want to get a job or something like that, it shows. So I think that if you actually know who you are and know that the type of roles, like maybe you want to be in commercials or you prefer comedy or you prefer drama, and to really like kind of think of what your niche is.
That's right. And very important what you said. Have fun, have a life, don't take acting too serious, get some friends, go on vacation, still do normal things.
Yes, it's very important to have a diverse life.
So hey, where would be the best place for someone to find out more information about you online?
Yeah, so you can find more information about me on Instagram. It's Jessica Ross Official, or IMDb, Jessica Ross. And then there's Facebook and TikTok. So on TikTok, it's I Am Jessica Ross. And then on Facebook, Jessica Ross 2018.
Right. Or you could just go to Linktree, Jessica Ross Official, and you'll see all of her links to everything. So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I don't know if you saw, but on October 14th, I'm going to be in an episode of Wes Isley's Magic Life on Jewel TV. So I've been working with them for 3 years as a publicist, and I was pitching a reality show with them starting in December. I started pitching this reality show, and we originally planned for my episode since I was going to be one of the cast members of the TV show, since I've been working with them as a publicist virtually for 3 years. We were going to film me going to Virginia for the first time and meeting them in person for the first time, and then me going out and seeing Virginia and just like having an episode centered about me going to Virginia, meeting them for the first time and checking out the country. My client lives in the middle of the country in Virginia, and I live in the middle of the city in Los Angeles. So we thought it would be a really fun, exciting episode. But then I started pitching the show, and then by the time the show got picked up, it was after COVID. So we had to completely switch things around because life doesn't always go as planned. And we decided to shoot our meeting on Zoom. So instead of our first meeting being in person, our first meeting was on Zoom.
Cool. That's not a bad idea, because I have somebody wanting me to go like interview them. Interesting. I might actually just do that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's actually a solution.
I would have much preferred to meet them in person and to shoot in person. It was essentially making lemonade out of lemons, because it was just virtually impossible. When the show got picked up, it was like back in the end of May. Things were even less reopened then. So just to find camera people, to have to fly me out there, and just everything going on with coronavirus, we just thought, okay, we'll just shoot this virtually and see how it turns out. So here I am, I'm like with a Zoom background, and then they're shooting from Virginia with their camera on a projector screen. I mean, it was just, I've never done anything like this before. I have to go take a film production course if this is a new normal.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being on my show. I really, really appreciate you taking time to enlighten my audience. I had a lot of fun doing research on you. I really enjoyed it. I find you very fascinating, and it's an honor to have you on my show.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to speak with you today, and I'd love for everyone to check out my episode of Wes Isley's Magic Life, October 14th on Jewel TV.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's give it up for Jessica Ross. If you'd like more information about her, just go to Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Jessica Ross Official, and you'll see all her links to all she does. We have so many more amazing podcasts coming up. We have Jane Castilla. She is a superstar in Indonesia. We have a local actor here, David Beeler. He's done a lot of amazing things. Can't wait for that one. And we also have a couple of newbies and much, much more. So be sure to tune in. Go to actors2020podcast.com in the upper right-hand corner. Join with an email address or your Facebook. That way you can comment on all the episodes right there on our page. We would certainly appreciate that. You can also like, share, download, and embed our podcast right there on your page, where people can go to your page and actually listen to our show. Our show's getting more popular
Potter on iTunes, and people from all over the world have been telling me they've been seeing Actors 2020 podcasts everywhere on their Facebook feeds, on their Twitter feeds, on their Instagram feeds. So something's happening out there. We did make it to number 2 again the other day. Hopefully, we're going to make it to number 1. And we actually can do that, but we need your help. That's why I want you to join on our page, like, share, embed, download. But wherever you're listening to it, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, CastOn, etc., subscribe there, like it there, share it there, embed it there. But we would appreciate if you could just take the time out and leave a comment and or review. We don't shake you down and ask for your dollar or $2. This is a free podcast. I pay for it 100% myself. Cost me over $100,000 a year in lost time and revenue, but I don't care. I won't be here much longer, so you need to do what makes you happy in life, and this podcast makes me happy. I love actors. I love interviewing actors. I love hearing their stories, and I love it when they share tips and tricks for you that can potentially move you further along in your acting career. It's just motivation to keep you going. And again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Well, that's all for now. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.